I want to make it clear, we don't want to be the group that's closing the park. So we've looked at piecemealing this as best we can. Every decision we make is run by the county health department first, and we get there, yeah, that's what you're supposed to be doing. As a matter of fact, in the beginning, we didn't close some things, and the health department called us up and said, no, skate park goes down. No, the tennis courses go down. The basketball courts had to be closed. I get it. We had to close the play park, and that one just kills me because we may have one of the best, if not the best, play parks in our state, and it's recognized by the state parks for ladies and gentlemen with physical handicapping conditions. And we closed it. And why? Well, we cannot protect people that use it. We can't. Chad, in the beginning, said we are going to totally sanitize that play park three times a day. That's very good. I mean, good God. However, the first person that goes down that slide takes it off the table, and you start over. You can't. It's a false positive to say if we sanitize it at 8 a.m., you're safe. No, you're safe until Johnny goes down it, and then you got to do it again.